Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We know what takes place in terms of cluster bombs being very dangerous to civilians. They don't always immediately explode. Children can step on them. That's a line we should not cross.
California Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee tells CNN she opposes the Biden administration's decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine. The shells release hundreds, even thousands, of smaller bombs that scatter over large areas, and they've been banned by more than 120 countries. Other lawmakers support the move, saying Ukraine's most recent counteroffensive could stall as it runs low on artillery shells. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has called a special legislative session this week in hope of enacting a six-week abortion ban. Reynolds says her administration is also increasing efforts to improve maternal health.
My goal is to provide birth control over the counters. We have adoption that we're enhancing and making sure that families know that those are an option as well.
The proposed measure is similar to a 2018 law the state Supreme Court declined to reinstate last month. Abortion is currently legal for up to 20 weeks there. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Maine have given final approval to one of the least restrictive abortion laws in the country. Governor Janet Mills says she'll sign the bill, allowing an abortion anytime a doctor says it's medically necessary. She says no one should have to leave their own state to get the medical care they need.
Regardless of your zip code or your income status, you have that right, and I will fight to preserve it.
An Oklahoma judge has thrown out a lawsuit seeking reparations for three survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Lawyer DeMario Solomon Simmons criticizes the city of Tulsa for using the survivors' story for tourism, yet refusing to address their pain.
We will continue to fight for reparations for the massacre. We will continue to fight for truth, justice, and equity for our three living survivors and all of the descendants throughout this entire country.
A century ago, in possibly America's most violent ever race riot, a white mob burned 35 square blocks of a prosperous black community in Tulsa over 2 days. As many as 300 people may have been killed. Rhode Island and Massachusetts are the latest states to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Local police say it helps them to bring people out of the shadows. And Franklin Soltz of the Driving Families Forward Coalition says it makes the roads safer.
This law will benefit them enormously by allowing them to have the right to mobility, which is such a basic right that we all take for granted.
19 states now have similar laws. Southern California Edison and two other companies will pay $22 million to settle government claims that a fallen Edison power line sparked a 2016 wildfire. The money will go to cover the costs of fighting the Ray fire. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.